Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Happy New Year! Welcome to our first show of 2017. I know today was a holiday for many people since New Year's Day fell on a Sunday, so I hope everyone had a wonderful celebration of beginning a new year. So I want to welcome my co-host, Kelly Fox, who is probably going to have her baby tomorrow. So we're pretty excited about this new year and the Fox family. So we want to welcome you to our show. And this is the beginning of a new step. We are now on step number 4, which is compassion. So we'll just catch up a little bit with each other and see how things are going, and we'll start talking about compassion. Certainly a great way to start out a new year, being kind to oneself. So this has been a great week for me, as you know, as I talked last week about my mother being here visiting with me, and that's always such a pleasure. And I've had my granddaughter Arisa, which is Kelly's oldest, here for this week. And today I went up to Kelly's house and picked up Hazel and Lily. So I have three beautiful little Fox girls spending a few days with me while their mother goes to the hospital to have her sixth child, my 18th grandchild. So we're pretty excited about that. So it's been a week full of family, anticipation of a new life joining our family, the opportunity to close out the year on the Sabbath day and be thankful and grateful for all the things that we've experienced and learned through 2016. Every opportunity we have in our lives helps us to be prepared for the next step. So I'm grateful for all of the experiences that I had throughout the year 2016, which has been a great growth for my business, an opportunity to participate in making workshops, Kelly and I working together on Fearless Generations, and looking forward to her planning and participating in Business in a Box so that we're going to be able to even expand our workshop offerings more, with both of us participating in front of the room this coming year. So that's exciting. And right now I'm participating in Coach and Sell, which is another opportunity to expand my business with Rhonda Britton and with Ben and six other amazing coaches that I've been able to work with. So it's going to be an exciting year and an opportunity to continue expanding my business as well as continuing to work on my personal health and energy, which I will be turning 72 in a week or so. So it's an opportunity to continue my vitality and energy, which I'm so grateful for. So, Kelly, let's see where you are besides being very pregnant and ready to deliver a baby. this last week, I'm sure, has been full of exciting moments for you as well.
Well, I've definitely been needing to have compassion with myself. I don't move or have the energy that I want, and so I get very frustrated with myself and with those around me. So I have been practicing compassion with myself and, you know, just trying to get everything done that I want to have done before the baby gets here. We've been trying to keep the house clean and you know, just getting everything ready for the baby, all of the baby things and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, going for walks and trying to love that baby out. That's what we've been doing. But we had a very nice New Year's Eve just home with most of our kids. We were missing our Arisa. She was with her Nana. We had fun bringing in the new year and we even went around and we talked about what we were excited about and grateful for, and so that was kind of cool. And it was actually prompted by Lily, my 9-year-old. So that's always fun when the kids show, I don't know what the word would be. I have baby brain, but such enthusiasm to talk about what they're grateful for and what their goals are for the next year.
That's great. That
was really cool. So we went around and we talked about what we were grateful for that happened this year, and what we wanted to happen in the coming year. And we all took turns. That was really fun. And everybody's excited about the baby, of course. And so he was on the mind of of everyone. On Saturday, in the morning, we got to spend time with two of our very good friends and talk with them and dream with them about the coming year as well. And that's always exciting too. They're our friends that they're the first couple that we've gone on trips with. So that's kind of cool. So we're planning our next trip. This year we went to Vegas and had a really good time. And next year I think we're going to go to Catalina. This year. So I think we're going to go to Catalina, and we're thinking about all the different things that we want to do. We haven't settled on it yet, though. And then also they're thinking about having a baby. So that's really fun. So they'll be having their first, and we'll be having our last in the same year, possibly. So that's a lot of fun. And just, thinking about all the different possibilities and opportunities that we have coming forth and how we want to approach those, and all of us trying to get on the same page. And Jay and I have been going on a lot of walks because that's one way to help the baby to come out. And so we've had some good talks about, what it is that we want going forward. And he's going to have, this 3 weeks off of work once the baby's here. And, when he's not, asleep or taking care of the baby, what he wants to do with that time that he has, and how he best wants to use it, and the different things that we want to do to really improve our coming year. So that's what we've been doing this week.
That's great. Yeah, I think it's an exciting, definitely exciting time in our family. We had Skylar, our first great-grandchild, and their great-niece born just at the beginning of this, middle of December. And so we've really had our family expanded, and so we're excited. On Saturday, we're going to have a 5-generation picture taken with my mother, myself, my daughter, my grandson, and my great-granddaughter. So we're really excited about having 5 generations of us all together and being able to take our picture. So again, it's a great opportunity during the holidays to be grateful for your family. And it seems like it's all of the movies that you see and all of the TV shows. There's just all of this people taking a moment to have gratitude. And a lot of my friends on Facebook that have experienced, some real challenges in 2016 are still having the attitude that whatever we experience, the opportunities we have, the challenges we face, there's learning to take place, there's growth, there's opportunities to practice compassion, to embrace our humanity, to see our innocence and the innocence of others as well, and to just accept what is, and accept ourselves, and focus on what we can become, and what comes into our life without judgment, and being tender and sensitive and caring with ourselves and with others. So as we go move into a new year, compassion is just a beautiful place to be, a beautiful proactive behavior that we can practice that supports compassion in our lives. And many times the one person we neglect to have compassion with is ourselves. And so just really practicing, giving ourselves a break and practicing that every day, you know, practice saying no when we want to say no, practice being kind to ourselves and nurturing ourselves and having self-care and allowing ourselves to see things differently. I know that Wayne Dyer, I really appreciate his work, and one of the things he says that, you know, if you just look at things differently, things will change, you know, and so just having that mantra of compassion, of kindness, of acceptance, of being in the present, of seeing others' innocence and seeing your own, and it just, it makes you see life's experiences in a different way. And so I look forward to this, to a new year, 2017, an opportunity to expand and to grow and to learn and to continue my journey here on the earth to live my passion and purpose. So compassion to me is my essential nature. It's something in the world of Rhonda Britton, our mentor. She talks about your wheel of fear and your wheel of freedom, and we've talked about those things on our show before, and a part of your wheel of freedom is your essential nature, and that is who you are. It's what's essential to your being, and my essential nature is compassion. Compassion for myself first, and then compassion for humanity. So it's something that I think about a lot. It's a proactive behavior for me to be kind to myself and to give myself a break. So those are some of my thoughts about compassion. You know, paying attention and just having fun and enjoying every opportunity that comes our way. So, I don't know, if you were to define compassion, Kelly, how would you define compassion?
I think for me, compassion is maybe one of the first steps that I took in my road to self-love. That has been kind of my journey in the last year and a half of really starting to not just say I love myself, but actually treat myself with love and to have love for myself and to do that with action, not just with words. Because I think previously I would like to say, oh, yeah, I've been working on loving myself, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, but I wasn't necessarily treating myself any kinder or with any more compassion. I beat myself up a lot. I judge myself a lot. And I was not very compassionate or kind to myself. So I think those were the first steps that I took in this year and a half journey that I'm still on of loving myself more. And really working on showing myself love through having compassion, giving myself a break, seeing and accepting my humanity, you know, and not expecting these astronomical things from myself. It's also helped me to define my essential nature, I think, because I think that my essential nature is trusting, and my definition of trusting was the superwoman type, you know, figure that could handle and do anything. And I think that I had to expand that possibly I accessed compassion in expanding that view and seeing myself or seeing my definition of trusting as more of, you know, me standing in my true Kelly-ness. And knowing that I can handle and I can stand in that spot and be okay with whatever happens and whatever comes my way. And that doesn't mean that it would be easy or that I might not, you know, that I might not, you know, I might falter or something, but that it's okay to be me and to trust me and my decisions and what I feel I need going forward or my family needs going forward. And so I think compassion definitely helped me to allowed me to see that as a definition of trusting and has helped me to step into trusting more in this last year and a half as well. And also helped me to see that I had been stepping into it and I had been standing in it long before I was giving myself credit for it. So also I feel like the last 2 days, because today is January 2nd, right? So with all of our resolutions and our desires to change, I've been doing my gratitudes and acknowledgments the last 2 days. Hopefully I can be a lot more consistent in this new year with that tool, because I know it's something that will support me. And I feel like that's also something that compassion, having compassion on myself, especially when it comes to the acknowledgments, and seeing those steps forward and the steps out of my comfort zone and acknowledging myself for them. So I think compassion can really touch every aspect of our lives. And it's not just, it's not just one thing. It's a step that can come in and improve something that you're already doing. And it's something that can come in and help you to expand and allow yourself to do that you're not currently doing. So I think that compassion is an amazing step. I'm really excited for this month and to see where this month and, this year of, compassion, where it's going to take us. Because I feel like every time we do this, I get more out of these steps, and they always come. They always seem to come when I need them. So I'm excited to see how compassion is going to support me, especially in this month where I'm probably not going to be getting very much sleep. And I know I will be getting a lot of service from others, because I just know that people are going to, because they already have been. I've been, I have several friends that have been checking up on me every day. How's it going? How are you feeling? Is the baby coming? And I know that once he's here, those friends are still going to be there and asking how can they help. And so, being okay with, asking for help and accepting help, and those are all going to play into compassion this month as well.
Awesome. Yeah, those are great examples of ways that we can have compassion. Asking for help is sometimes not easy to do, and yet it is an act of compassion for oneself to be able to ask for help. And also asking for help is a way of supporting other people to develop and be able to practice compassion as well. And when we don't ask for help, we kind of like take that opportunity away from people. When they really want to be able to assist and help, when it's obvious that you need help, but it's still sometimes difficult to ask for help. So I think another thing I was thinking when I was listening to you, and I want to acknowledge you for doing your gratitudes and acknowledgments and support you in continuing that proactive behavior. But sometimes accepting that, that we're enough, that we're enough. Because sometimes I think compassion is recognizing that the way we are is enough, that, we don't have to be different than we are. God created us. We're divine beings, and we have the potential to do great and wonderful things, and we're enough just the way we are. And Rhonda Britton talks about how people have a fear of not being good enough, and oftentimes that keeps us from moving forward in our lives, and fear paralyzes us because we feel like we're not enough, we're not good enough, we need to be better at this, we need to be more you know, more attractive. We need to be smarter. We need, you know, just all the different things that we can tell ourselves that we aren't enough. I think that's an important aspect of compassion, is to recognize that we are amazing, amazing creations with the potential to do amazing things, and just to recognize that we have that capacity is also
absolutely
a part of compassion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was going off what you said. I think that definitely compassion can play a role in helping us to feel that we are enough, or to kind of help us to maybe allow or give permission to let go of, you know, perfectionism. We've talked about that a lot. And, you know, see yourself as, you know, to see yourself as someone who is doing a good job. Or showing up the way that, you know, in the way that you're showing up is enough. Yes, we want to improve. We want to, you know, move forward. We want to shine brighter. But the way we are right now, we are loved and we are valuable, you know, and we have great worth. Just as we are right now.
Yeah. I think that is one of fear's greatest tools, is for us to think that we're not good enough yet, so that we don't step out of our comfort zone. And the fear keeps us trapped and stuck because we just we don't think we can't expand, that we don't have the talent, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the research, whatever it is that keeps us from taking a risk and stepping out of our comfort zone, really stifles our growth and keeps us from our potential. So that, you know, that I think that's part of recognizing compassion, giving ourselves a break, but not letting ourselves off the hook. You know, that's one thing that Rhonda talks about, is giving yourself a break, but not letting yourself off the hook. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely, that's definitely a line you'll have to learn for yourself, you know, by being honest and holding yourself accountable, and really finding that place where, you know, especially for me right now, that's kind of been my challenge, you know, of, well, okay, am I just being lazy right now, or, you know, no, this is a choice to rest my body, or this is a choice to put my feet up, or this is a choice to go for a walk. You know, so you know when you need to push yourself and you know when you need to give yourself a break. And I think that that's all about, you know, giving yourself that time to really be clear on what it is that that is true for you. And, you know, letting go of the expectations of what others people, you know, what other people think. I think also, you know, just learning the difference between the voice of fear and the voice of freedom is going to support you with that. And, you know, if the voice is putting you down, most likely that's fear. And if the voice is just saying, hey, yeah, we could take a nap right now, or we could do something else, you know, our voice of freedom isn't going to put us down. Ever, or make us feel small or belittle us. So it's just really getting clear on, you know, what your voice is saying to you. And, you know, and giving yourself permission to listen to the voice that's being kind. Because I think that sometimes we think, oh, well, that's, you know, that's weakness, or that's whatever we tell ourselves, you know, right? and this mm-hmm. voice, this voice over here, this one's the one that's going to motivate me to, you know, to get going and to do more and to pushes me and to prove myself or whatever. But we can still get things done and not be mean to ourselves. And so I think it's just really getting clear on the voices that yeah. you play in your head. Really becoming
That's
aware
great.
Of that.
Yeah, I've been having a little bit of health issues with this virus that's been going around giving people colds, and I ended up finally going to the doctor and having pneumonia, and just recognizing the fact that was really sapping my energy, and having mm-hmm. compassion for myself to just say, look, I need to rest, and resting is going to help me to overcome this. You know, by taking the medication and resting, I'll be able to feel my regular level of energy, because I have not had that level of energy as I've been, dealing with the pneumonia. So it's sometimes difficult for me to stop and take stock of that and allow myself to rest and have compassion. You know, I sometimes mm-hmm. beat myself up based upon my own expectations of what level of energy I should have. And so
yeah.
having compassion to understand that, you need to rest a little bit here. You've got pneumonia. It's okay.
Yep.
You know. So that's been, I've been able to say no to some things and just rest and sleep in and get my 8 hours of sleep and drink my liquids and take my medication. So that's been good. And that's a form of compassion. So recognizing that you know, it's not being lazy. It's because as I've talked before, and I am a recovering perfectionist. So it's
mm-hmm.
easy for me to put expectations on myself that have to do with that disease of perfectionism, that addiction to being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's even harder with this time, you know, because we want to go and we want to do, and there's always parties, you know, at the beginning of the end of the year and the beginning of the year, and we want to start, you know, we want to start doing these, you know, resolutions, and a lot of people, you know, talk about not doing resolutions, having a theme. Rhonda's talked a lot about having a word for the year. And I've posted on Facebook my word. I don't know if I've done it on our Fearless Generation page, but my word this year is belief, and mainly believing in myself. Last year it was willingness. The year before it was trust. And I think when when we really get clear on what supports us, we can know if we're more goal oriented and, you know, setting these goals or saying, I'm not going to do these things, or I'm going to do these things, or I'm going to have a theme, or I'm going to have a word, you know, what would support us in best moving forward? If my word is believing in myself, then I just need to check all of my actions against that. Is that going to support me in believing myself? Is that language supporting me in believing in myself? Does this activity or opportunity support me in believing in myself? And have that being my guide, not expectations or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, being my guide.
Yeah. Makes good sense.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time. We got about a minute.
Yeah, so I just want to, again, thank Kelly for her diligence and her commitment to Fearless Generations. And by this time next week, we'll be able to announce the birth of her baby boy and let you know how much he weighed and all of those wonderful things. And hopefully she'll be on the call with us. She may not. We'll just let her take care of herself and make that decision. But by this time next week, that should be a given. So we look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone just try to remember to practice compassion. Maybe define what does that mean to you? What does it look like? What does it feel like to have compassion for yourself? And then practice proactive behaviors that would allow you to give yourself a break and to have compassion for your humanity and to be aware and think about and practice and be willing to have compassion for yourself. And then that compassion can go outwards to others as well. But it starts with compassion for yourself. So that's my my suggestion for the week. Kelly, you want to say anything before we sign off?
I totally agree with everything you just said.
Well, everyone have a wonderful week as you progress into the first week of 2017, and we will talk to you next week. So in the meantime, be fearless and have compassion. Good night.
Bye, everybody.